helping our clients to leave Haiti. International SOS recently airlifted 16 people who were stuck in Port-au-Prince and helped them to leave the country, which has been impacted by an escalation in gang violence. Well, coming up, we'll tell you how we managed to overcome security, logistical and diplomatic challenges as part of a complex rescue operation. Hello and welcome to this Global Situation podcast from International SOS, the leading health and security risk services company. I'm Chris Giles. In this episode, we'll hear from Security Directors Henning Snyman and Paul Doucette, as well as Kat Peltier, our Regional Air Transport Manager for the Americas. But I began by asking our Chief Security Analyst West, Mike Rogers, to tell me more about the mission.
We just conducted an evacuation of our clients from Haiti into the Dominican Republic. It was a really challenging mission with a lot of elements to account for, including the security situation itself, as well as diplomatic hurdles. It's really important to us to ensure that we're complying with all legal and safety requirements in these situations. So in order to accomplish that, we had to leverage a lot of our resources and expertise. Following the escalation in gang violence in Haiti, we stood up our crisis management team. And that means bringing in experts from across the business in various disciplines, security, medical, logistics, and aviation. And we bring them together in order to support our clients who have particular needs in that escalated situation.
So, Mike, just how bad had things got in Haiti?
This was a really precarious situation for our clients. And with respect to escalations in Haiti, it was unique for some reasons. The first would be that gang activity was taking place within and near some of the mountainside communities that are typically less affected, places like Petionville and nearby communities where clients and international organizations typically operate. Beyond that, road travel through much of the city and outside of Port-au-Prince certainly was not feasible. This was due to roadblocks, roadside banditry, looting, and threats of that nature. And lastly, the airport in Port-au-Prince, Toussaint-Louverture International Airport, although it was operational and in the hands of the authorities for the most part, in spite of some attacks that had taken place previously, flights were not operating. So our clients absolutely needed our help.
As the situation started to escalate, International SOS convened a crisis management team in its Philadelphia Assistance Center. Security Director Henning Snyman says he was brought in to help people who wanted to leave Port-au-Prince find a safe way out of the city.
I was brought in as part of the crisis management team, assisting evacuees to safely depart, mainly Port-au-Prince. One of the first challenges that we faced is just the movement on the ground. All of our movements are based on risk assessments on the day. And the situation in Port-au-Prince were very fluid. Gangs were moving around. The evacuees were based in different parts of Port-au-Prince. And we had to make sure that they all at one evacuee assembly area, that we can conduct the movement to the helicopter landing zone safely. All of this is based on information and intelligence that our team collects. And it goes as far as sending out reconnaissance missions every morning on motorcycles to make sure that the routes are assessed.
So Henning, what were some of the other problems our team had to solve?
One of the major challenges that we faced to safely and securely conduct evacuations from Port-au-Prince was to get in touch and get authorization from the authorities in Haiti. It was really a challenge because of the circumstances on the ground. It was really hard to track down who to get the authorizations and which doors should open for us to be able to obtain these permits and authorizations.
And how do we manage to overcome that?
Actually, one of our team members spent many hours on the telephone tracking down these officials and spent hours with a specific high-ranking officer that we're heading up, civil aviation, to get the proper authorizations in place to enable us to do a safe and legal evacuation from Port-au-Prince.
Now, while those negotiations were taking place, our teams were trying to secure a helicopter for the evacuation, as Security Director Paul Doucette explains.
Finding legitimate, capable, licensed, and insured rotary wing operators to support the evacuation operations from Haiti was extremely challenging. Fortunately, XLOG Global enabled that capability, including pre-positioning the airframe from the U.S. into the Dominican Republic and securing the helicopter landing zone.
Once we'd managed to make those arrangements, International SOS's Regional Air Transport Manager for the Americas, Kat Peltier, told me what happened next.
Once we got that final approval, it was all systems go. It was like a mini mission control within our incident management team room. We called air traffic control to ensure that the flight plans had been filed and approved. Our security team notified our local ground security partner in Haiti to pick up the clients and drop them off at the helicopter landing zone. All 16 passengers were loaded into the helicopter with the help and coordination of our ground security partner. So while members of our team coordinated the Haitian side, I contacted the airport in the Dominican Republic to form a reception team to ensure that when they landed, they'd be given immediate medical attention, food, and water.
A key to the success of this mission was bringing to bear the unique strengths and capabilities of International SOS and XLOG Global. That collaboration allowed us to plan and execute a very challenging evacuation mission that included several elements that all needed to work together for the mission to be successful. We had to direct complicated and multi-segment ground transportation missions in order to make sure that all of our evacuees made it safely to the evacuee assembly area as well as to the helicopter landing zone. All of this was done with the written authorizations and approvals from the respective ministries of foreign affairs and civil aviation authorities.
That was Security Director for Assistance, Paul Doucette. Well, looking back at the successful evacuation, Security Director Henning Snyman and Chief Security Analyst West Mike Rogers say they are happy that all the hard work paid off.
A highlight for us as an international SOS team were the fact that the evacuees and the clients we assisted were very resilient. All of them were well prepared for this escalation. Most of them have been operating in Haiti for many, many years, doing very valuable work on the ground. And they were resilient. They understood the security challenges. They understood the security environment. And they were well prepared for this escalation. And that speaks to preparation.
And Mike, how would you sum it all up?
As you can imagine, given all the complexities surrounding the security escalation, as well as the challenges with facilitating an evacuation, from a diplomatic and permitting perspective, we were really pleased to get our clients out safe and sound. So we've followed up with our clients since, and they were highly appreciative of the service. They're also thankfully very understanding of the nuances and the challenges and everything that played into the sort of long road that this went down in order to ultimately achieve mission success and bring them over the Dominican Republic in the end. But you know, we're really proud to support our clients who do important work in Haiti, and I think it's a testament to the faith that they place in us that they engage with us and rely on our support in as serious an escalation as this one.
Well, that's all for now, but just a reminder that you'll be able to access all the latest information and updates about Haiti from our website at internationalsos.com. And from there, you can find out about our global network of assistance centres, available to clients 24/7. But until next time, thanks very much for listening and goodbye.